in our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again. Oh, so lovely and effervescent Storytime introduction. Lady, don't you look just waha. Well, let's see here. Today's story is titled The Rescue.
Yeah, rescue!
Thank you, Chauncey. Nice job, pal. Well, Buzzy Bozareski had been stranded on a desert island for over 10 years. He was just about to give up all hope and just let himself be washed out to sea to his grand finale when he saw an unusual speck on the horizon. He thought to himself,
Certainly this ain't a ship.
Well, the speck got closer and closer and larger and larger, and yet the more he squinted, he began to rule out the possibilities of a small boat and then even a raft. I mean, we're talking a super small craft here, perhaps. Suddenly, emerging from the surf came a drop-dead gorgeous woman wearing a wetsuit and scuba gear.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
As she approached, Buzzy wiped his eyes to rule out any possible hallucinations. He stood there, just stunned. She walked up onto the beach and said,
Tell me, how long has it been since you've had a cigarette?
10 years.
So with that, she reached over and unzipped a waterproof pocket on her left sleeve and pulled out a pack of cigarettes. Now, of course, we don't recommend smoking, but we had to include this part for the story. He took one, lit it, took a long drag. And then said,
Oh man, that is good.
And how long has it been since you've had a sip of bourbon?
Trembling, Buzzy replied,
Oh my god, ten years. 10 years. Yeah, 10 years.
She reached over, unzipped her right sleeve, pulled out a flask and handed it to him. Well, naturally, Buzzy opened the flask, took a long swig, and said,
Wow, that's absolutely fantastic.
Well, at this point, she started slowly unzipping the long zipper that runs down the entire front of her wetsuit. She looked at Buzzy seductively, blinked her eyes a little bit, and then said,
And how long has it been since you've had some real fun, big boy?
Well, with tears in his eyes, he fell to his knees, put his head down into the sand, and sobbed,
Oh, good Lord, don't tell me you've got a laptop?
I don't care who you are, that's funny right there.